The world is o'errun with enormous abuse. Pure virtue and honesty do now decrease. One vice on the neck of another pursues. 'Tis grown to a custom that hardly will cease. But blessed is he who, when he doth see such vices in others reformed, we will be. For happy is he whom other men's harms can make to beware and to shun Satan's charms. Then be well advised, whoever thou art, by other men's danger their ways to forsake. And when thou seest any for his folly smart, then see that good use of the same thou dost make. And when thou dost see how bad others be, see thou to thyself his example for me. Or happy is he whom other men's harms can make to beware and to shun Satan's charms. If thou see a man who is proud and ambitious, like soaring phaetons try to aspire, presuming his fates will be ever auspicious, he boldly will climb till he can go no higher. If fortune should frown, he may tumble down, then he'll be derided of every clown. Thus happy is he whom other men's harms can make to beware and to shun Satan's charms. If thou see a gentleman strive for the wall, and hazard his life for a fantasy vain, this is the occasion of many a brawl, but he that's a wise man from that will refrain. 'Tis better give place to one that's more base than hazard the life in so desperate a case. Oh, happy is he whom other men's harms can make to beware and to shun Satan's charms. If thou see a whoremonger passing at leisure, a fever his legs will drop off by the knees. When every jostle may do him displeasure, he hath been so stung with the ton Bow Street bees. When thou seest his case, beware of that place, which brings a man nothing but shame and disgrace. Oh, happy is he whom other men's harms can make to beware and to shun Satan's charms. If thou see a man who hath been a liver, by hanging himself to kill body and soul, 'tis fit his example should make thee endeavor, that thy heart may ne'er harbor projects so foul. Oh, whatever shame he brings on his name, his children will after be twit with the same. Oh, happy is he whom other men's harms can make to beware and to shun Satan's charms. If thou seest a judge malefactors condemn for rapine or murder or such heinous acts, 'tis fit thou shouldst take an example by them, who must by their law suffer death for their facts. Their ways thou mayst flee, because thou dost see the reason, and therefore they hang must be. Oh, happy is he whom other men's harms can make to beware and to shun Satan's charms. If thou seest a drunkard come reeling in the street, and cutting grass capers of times through the dirt, still ready to quarrel with all he doth meet, whereby he goes seldom to bed without hurt, and then thou mayst think, come all this through drink, sure I from the alehouse in good time will shrink. Oh, happy is he whom other men's harms can make to beware and to shun Satan's charms. If thou see a rogue to the pillory brought for perjury or else some cozening feat, to look on his punishment thou mayst be taught to live more uprightly and use no deceit. If thou love thy ear, then do not come there to look upon him, he make thee to fear. Thus every man who is willing to learn of other men's follies may make a good use, and by their just punishment he